This is your man S, and you're tuned into the Hip Hop Digest. Keep it locked right here. Peace.
Today's video, I'm going to show you how every trap beat is made. Now, I don't want to generalize trap music or trap beats, but the other day I was driving in my car listening to Shade 45, and they had this playlist happening. It was all trap music. And in my opinion, they all sounded pretty much the same. I was driving for about 30 minutes and all the tracks sounded the same. It sort of sparked an idea in my head to create a video on how every trap beat is basically made. In my opinion, again, I don't want to generalize things. There are differences here and there, but for the most part, they all have the same groove and vibe.
Welcome to the Hip Hop Digest Show. It's your man, DJ King Killer.
Don't forget about your boy, Kurt G.
And of course, it's E Green. What's up, brothers?
What is goody?
Shit, I'm still riding off of our pregame talks and shit.
Yeah, I know, niggas over here clowning this shit.
No doubt. Happy recording day, gentlemen.
Happy recording day, sir.
So, I'd like to apologize for last week's term. I didn't think there was a term that would be offensive to some folk, but...
Oh, shit. It ain't offensive to everybody. Cuckle doodle doo.
I will try to refrain in the future.
Yeah, right.
He said try, nigga.
Oh, okay. All right.
He didn't say he will.
You hit him with that Yoda shit. There is no try, nigga. Do or do not. Probably won't say that word again.
Nah, probably not. So anyway, I was thinking, you know, after looking through like just the, you know, we looking for topics and joints and usually the headline joints or whatever. It's very difficult to not talk about that. Talk about Ye. Now, Ye may get mentioned sort of in passing. It's just general information, but I would like to, if possible, to stay away from any comments for a few weeks involving Ye.
Mm. Angela Ye.
Kanye.
Oh, okay.
Mm. Damn. Maybe I missed something. Did you say the reason?
We had a whole show talking about that nigga.
Yeah, basically.
Oh, yeah. Well, it was about the documentary.
Well, what happened is we started talking about the documentary. If we'd have stayed just in the documentary lane, we'd have been able to get out of there. But then we switched into the TMZ lane, and niggas had their opinions, and we went all in.
Didn't we? But no, hey, I don't know who do the covers for the show, but you know what I'm saying? It was a whole cover of that dude.
Yeah, that was it.
That was the final straw.
That was the final straw, nigga.
All right, so let's do this. First topic on Hip Hop Digest is Pusha T ranks his top three Coke rappers.
Right after that.
Yeah, right after
that. Talk about Pusha T.
Yeah. His top three Coke rappers, which, by the way, he says is a lazy way to describe what he does as an MC, the term Coke rapper. And obviously he throws himself in the top three, himself, Jeezy, and I believe Hove was a Coke rapper.
Wow, Coke, he was a Coke rapper? I mean, he did talk about it, and he did mention it. In a slick type of way, but I'm
a hustler, baby.
Right, he was more so on a slick way, other than the first album where he was just a motherfucking piece. He was a connect, my nigga. When he was talking, but then after that, he mentions it here and there and talks street shit. I didn't think he was a coke rapper.
So is the term, first of all, let's do it. Is the term coke rapper a lazy, as Pusher contends, is a lazy way to describe what he does? Considering, okay, if you want to take Hov off the table, fine. But let's just say him and Jeezy, you know, Jeezy's entire career is built on coke.
Snowman?
Yeah. You know, and two, the limit, and also goes to show you the limitations of rhyming strictly coke, because Jeezy is out the whip right now.
Ooh.
Now, he may be considered a legend, but B, real talk, he's out the whip.
A lot of niggas from that era, though, is out the whip. It ain't too many niggas from that era that's still around.
Okay, then let's be honest then. Let's say when we're sitting up here and we do frequently, last week, nigga, I thought he got a light golf clap. You know, Benny. And you know, Benny, all he talking about is plugs and
serve it up.
Yeah. And shit. He could definitely be in the top three coke rappers. He could definitely be in there.
As much as I like Push, he ain't rhyming like that.
Well, that's the thing. See, can you sort of outstretch, I hate to use this term, but I will, if you can outstretch the rubber band a little bit, you know.
Are you stretching it?
Yeah,
so
yeah.
Soda
yeah, way? I mean, can you, can you, yeah, that's the key thing. Can you stretch the product? Now, I see Pusher as a guy who is stretching the product a little bit because, yeah, he is if you want to say that, a coke rapper, but he's more of a almost, you know, he thrives in the battle, I guess. You know what I mean? Because what, you know, the assassination, you know, or the attempted assassination of Blackface was more of in the battle stance. He uncovered that nigga and pulled a skirt up and, you know, for the whole world to see. So, you know, can you, you know, Benny and anybody else, can they do more, you know?
Yeah, because yeah, that is, I guess you can say that is a lazy way to describe what he is, because he really is more of an MC than a coke rapper, because he can really spit them bars. But true. he is more known, should I say, for that type of rhyming.
Hmm.
So that's what niggas know him for, when he's, because he does talk that shit. Ever since, Lord willing, nigga been spitting that.
Did he say Rock Marciano? Is he another one of those?
Rock, I don't know about Rock being a coke
rapper.
Yeah,
I don't know about Rock being a coke rapper.
Okay. No. All right. I'm just asking because, you know, there's an element there.
Yeah, I think, you know, yeah, Rock, it's more like a Shaft type of, you know, nigga running around and, and you know, knocking broads off. I mean, he may dabble. He may dabble in the money and shit, or some, or some white powder.
He's not mentioning the C word this week. It's just the B word. Oh, it's broad, son.
Hey.
And that's an oldie but a goodie.
Okay, so Rock is not stretching the rubber band. He's not stretching it.
He's not stretching the product. Rock is what Rock is.
So.
Yeah, I don't know, B. I don't know. I personally don't listen to a whole lot of that kind of stuff, and I never have. Whether it's, forgive me, anybody out there, Biggie lovers, but you know that mafioso or that whole shit. When that's your only, you a one trick pony to me. You know what I'm saying? When you have the skills of Pusha T, I like to believe that he can do more than rhyme about drugs. You know what I'm saying?
And now it's funny you said that. I don't want to confuse the term. I remember maybe it was late '90s. When you had a lot of that mafia rap, you know, it was so on the peripheral was coke rap, but a lot of it was mafia rap, and it was funny because we're gonna get to your boy next anyway, Nas, who was the leader in a lot of that mafia in the video, a lot of that mafia life shit, you know.
Yeah, niggas got the mafia type names and shit,
right?
Escobar.
and he was a huge coke fixture in that, shit, exactly. Yeah. But now he has, you know, moved on, you know. So we'll see. That's all I'm saying. Pusha T has the ability to move on. I'm still saying a guy like Jeezy, as much as he's respected, but he's out the whip, you know. And maybe a lot of guys from that era out the whip.
So do you think Pusha T is not out the whip because of that situation from a few years ago?
No, I think he's not out the whip because he was connected to a certain individual that we will not mention this week.
We'll try not to. Or at least you can mention him, but mention him and try not to get off the off ramp.
Yeah. I don't know. I like Pusha T. If I'm gonna have to say, if he says he's in the top three of that arena, then I'm gonna take his word for it, because I don't listen to a lot of that.
All right, well then let's keep it moving. Next topic on Hip Hop Digest, the aforementioned Nasir Jones with a Grammy performance, a couple of medley records out there doing this thing. I was actually pretty proud of Nasir. He's up there on the Grammy stage. He's doing this thing. What a road he's traveled. I'm not saying this is the culmination of his career. A lot of people were up there, you know, Nas getting his flowers or whatever. I often wonder, like old men do, you know, if the young pups, you know, the young bulls, you know, are we going to see, you know, some of the young whippersnappers doing the same thing at an advanced age in the music industry? Nas is a veteran, you know, and these King's Disease joints he's doing are nominated for Grammy, selling well, you know, man of goodwill, shit. Nigga out there in a suit and tie and shit. You see him.
He been doing that. Well, he was at the National joint over there in D.C., right?
Yeah, he was over here. Yeah,
he did that there. Tuxed out.
Yeah. So,
I mean, I hate him. I'm just saying.
No,
that's,
okay.
That's before he denounced that first album. When he's like, I'm not performing that shit no more.
Yeah, but it's maddening. It's mad cat. I remember Prince was like, yo, you know, I'm not ever doing, you know, fucking little red Corvette. I ain't doing 1999. I'm just a Purple bevy Rain, of records. Purple Rain. Yeah, I ain't doing none of that shit.
So. That's a slap in the face of fans, though. My opinion. That's those records, people fell in love with you for those records, yo. Right. And then they pay to come to your concert, and you're like, fuck that song.
Right. And that's probably the reason why they hate it so much, because it would... Just imagine if your shit's getting played on the radio fucking 1,000 times a goddamn day, and you're sick of this shit. You don't even want to perform that. But I get their point, but you got to understand, nigga, if that's what's fucking your bread and butter that made you hot, niggas want to hear that shit.
Yeah, because regular niggas don't want to go to work every day making them widgets every fucking day, B.
So I would suspect that Nas is right. I think Nas would say to you, yeah, I was right to pull those records that allowed the King's Disease and, of course, Magic, which is, I'm listening to that so heavy. I'm still listening to that so heavy. It would be album of the year this year if it was eligible. God damn it.
Damn.
That's how good that record is. So anyway, back to the point I'm saying is, isn't he right? Look at the melody. There was none of that first album on that melody at the Grammys. At least I didn't hear any record off the first album.
But I'm saying, this is my point for him. Yeah, you can not perform it, but to come out and be like, fuck that first album, basically. I mean, he didn't say it like that, but basically, fuck that first album, and I'm not performing that shit. I'm tired of that record. That's fucked up. Especially when that's a fucking classic, my nigga.
Right.
That's
right.
Classic. That's cement class. That's top 10, top so, 5 classic so I'm
assuming,
album right there.
So I'm assuming that any artist who does that, whether if it's the late great Prince, you know, Nas, Hove, Yee, who's done it, who's saying, you know, I ain't doing none of that college dropout shit.
Hove, when every chance he gets, he's performing them shits off the first album. I went to see the nigga here locally.
Okay, so maybe not Hove, but I'm saying, but anybody who declares that. So what we're saying on this show, or at least your opinions, that's wrong. That's a wrong move. Yeah,
I'm going to say this. Help me here. Let's do a little bit of background digging. Has any country artist, pop artist, rock and roll artist, jazz artist, or is this just a hip hop thing where they like, fuck my first album? Because I don't Prince think I've ever shit. Heard any other genre say I'm not performing my first shit no more.
Nah, Prince.
He said Prince said that shit.
A bevy of records, not okay. a single okay. record, but a okay. bevy of records. Yeah, Prince was like, I'm not doing that shit. Yeah.
I personally think it's wrong because there are people who are fans for life, right? Like life when they first heard this shit, like young, and they get to be like 42 or some shit and be like, oh yeah, I got these tickets to any of these artists that said they're not fucking with their, you know, old shit, first shit, whatever. It's kind of like, again, my opinion is like a slap in the face because this is what brought these people, these fans to you. And then you're going to begrudge them that on stage when they're live there to see you because you don't want to do that shit no more.
Right. And I feel you, because it's not just begrudging the fans. What it is, let's say your older fans get left out. Mm. Because the fans of your early shit is left out. You're going on for the shit, the fans that are on to you now, just so you can keep moving forward. I feel you on that. But you got to at least give the fucking old fans a bone. Give them something.
Something.
You know what I'm saying? Don't just straight have them standing in the crowd like, damn, I don't know that record.
Can you imagine if KRS-One said, I'm never performing The Bridge Is Over again? Can you imagine that?
So this is the thing. Artists who catalog in the new catalogs not adding to anything, meaning that, let's say KRS-One couldn't say that because KRS-One's last three albums, nobody's fucking checking for that shit. That's what I'm saying. Nas is kind of a different ilk. These King's Disease albums almost generationally have a new life of their own.
And that's the point I was making right there. If Nas does a concert right now, and decides all he's going to do is joints from King's Disease 1, 2, and fucking Magic. And nigga, you see his name on a bill? Niggas from our era is going to go see Nas, thinking that this nigga's going to do some shit that they know. Even though niggas our era should know the new shit, but some of them niggas ain't really digging Nas, what he's doing now.
So
they're going to go there thinking, oh, Nas going to perform some shit from his first album, second album, some shit. And all that nigga does is King's Disease. He's like, damn, I don't know that record. Oh, shit, I don't know that record. They're going to be upset when they leave that
record. I could be wrong, but I did watch that. It was a 4-minute performance, and I don't think I heard anything off that first album. I could be wrong. But I have to hazard to say we're live on it. When the shit get posted, I'm sure if I'm wrong, they'll correct me in the text chain as they so often do. And I thank the, you know, text chain members for that. But yeah, so Nas is putting his feet to fire on that. A la, you know, if a guy like anybody else, oh, you know, well, Miles Davis did that shit too.
Oh.
Yeah, Miles Davis. Wow. A lot of people wanted him to do the shit off.
Bitches Brew?
No, not Bitches Brew. Was off of that shit, The Birth of Cool, back in like 59 or whatever, when he first really blew heavy and shit. He's like, I ain't doing that shit. You know, Miles was off that shit. I'm moving the music forward. Actually, the jazz community shitted on him on that Bitches Brew, actually. So
the Rolling Stones said, fuck that, I ain't performing Brown Sugar no more. That shit's crazy to me, yo. Honestly, I don't give a fuck who it is. As an artist, it's okay. It's different. Like, say it's an artist that paints, right? They may not want to recreate a motherfucking piece of art that they drew and painted or whatever the fuck. They might not want to do that. I get it. You made that specific piece of art, but it's not a fucking song, yo.
I think it's a bad analogy, because number one, artists kind of really don't blow until they're long dead.
Yeah, you're right.
As far as like artists, graphic artists like that. But all that being said, I'm just saying, I think the intersection between a Nas and a KRS-One or anybody of that ilk, it's a good point, because you have artists whose current catalog is not going to add to their stage show, i.e. that's why Nas can still do events by himself and with other opening acts. And that's why, for good or for bad or up and down, I don't know, that's when you got Hammer, who got to get together with Salt and Pepper and three or four other groups, a Kid and Play, groups of that era, and get together to tour, because none of them really have new material. Nas has an entire new platform that he's jumping off on, and I think a lot of artists would love to have what Nas has done.
Oh yeah, they would. And I'm not hating on Nas for moving forward and doing what he's doing and making new music. He's showing the way for how veterans should be getting down.
True.
He has shown the way. So there's really no more excuses for niggas.
Well, you gotta have a motherfucker reasonable producer to start.
Yeah, you gotta find
with
the right one.
But he's shown the way, though. He's shown the way how you can get down.
But that producer was willing to bend as well.
Yeah, no doubt. Me? Yeah, I'm telling you, it's something that Kurt G said on a past show about that whole shit where, you know, I was sort of like Nas off that hit boy to send a signal to the Young Bulls. But then Kurt G, he bounced back and was like, yeah, but hit boy at least was willing to come out of that trap shit and then at least embrace more traditional hip hop. You know what I'm saying? So
got you strung out, nigga.
that magic.
Boy, that magic.
Oh, damn.
Nas, if you're listening, please print that up on vinyl. Come on, man. Shit, you
I
can do it.
Out on vinyl. Nah, no, the King's Disease was.
Just the King's Disease joints, y'all. Yeah. But I want that magic joint. Come on, Nas, you can do it. So, no doubt. All right, let's keep it rocking. Next topic on the Hip Hop Digest is, we got some trouble, gentlemen. Swizz Beatz and Timberland, $5 billion versus IPO collapses in the first quarter. Deadline missed.
Ooh.
So basically what had happened was the highly anticipated versus IPO touted by Swizz Beatz as the greatest creative IPO in history appears to have collapsed. In their first quarter timeline, shares of the holding company SEAC, the reverse merger vehicle, were trading at just over $1 as they missed the deadline from the initial public offering. Let's see, the group Swizz Beatz and over 120 celebrity shareholders, including but not limited to The Weeknd, Lil Wayne, wifey, his wifey, not the other wifey, Snoop, Young Thug, Ashanti, Fat Joe, Hit Boy, E-40, and a bevy of others.
So pretty much all the people that done verses are in on it.
Okay, just about. That Triller Verses was supposed to be listed on the NASDAQ under the ticker symbol ILLR, and it was believed to be valued at $5 billion at the close of the first quarter of 2022, but again, shares of the initial holding company are trading at just about a dollar.
There goes that AAA rating.
Oh my God. Basically, what had happened was it had what is considered a fan revolt. I don't know what that's all about, but the lifting of major COVID restrictions were seen as a big deal as shareholders and others in the financial realm was like, I don't know how, as you can start to go back to concerts, is that fucking versus shit gonna be any good?
Well, you throw two country singers up there against each other, you'll make a nice little comeback.
It could be, but I don't know. I think the long-term viability, I think Wall Street is saying, yeah, under heavy COVID conditions, that's the only entertainment in town. But once you could start to go back to concerts.
See.
Damn.
Ouch.
I'm getting ready to go down the same road that Herb started down, but I'm going to go further. See, here's where I think that's wrong. I'm saying the fact that they're only doing this for lack of a better word, black music, and it's only really felt by black people. It's not like universal music. There's a few universal artists that have been on there, but it's really mostly black music for the hood, for niggas that get down in black Twitter world. It's mostly for us type niggas. Mm-hmm. So
boo-boo.
So they don't have, they've shortened their market. Their market is only this big. And when you got a whole entire planet open to you, or at least the whole America's open to you, if you even crack that door just a little bit. And like you said, two country artists would crack the fucking door for a lot of motherfuckers to start watching. They don't give a fuck who can go outside to concerts. If you got fucking Travis Tritt or whoever the fuck the hottest niggas is in the game and country going against each other, oh, believe me, the ratings will be much higher than this fucking black music that they're putting on right now. Even though we love it, we like the shit, but the ratings would be crazy higher. And I guarantee you, if they start putting that type of shit on, BTS Jimin versus whoever the fuck.
Oh, my God.
My nigga, are you fucking kidding me?
So, first
of all. You're getting an audience, my nigga.
I think that there's going to be a budgetary restriction for certain groups, certain country groups, BTS Jimin, okay? The fan revolt I just basically read here came when Swizzy and them tried to slap a fee on it. Monthly fee.
Oh yeah, that
they quickly backtracked on that shit.
Yeah, they backtracked on that, which it was built.
They knew
on,
right that wasn't gonna work.
But see, that's again. They should have knew right then. Oh, we can't keep fucking with these niggas like this, because then you know they're gonna fucking revolt as soon as you start fucking talking money. That should have let you know who your audience was off the break. As soon as you brought up money, and niggas was fuck that. I ain't paying for that shit. Fuck, you think Wall Street don't see that shit? Them niggas like, man, there's a limited audience for that shit. I'm not fucking with that.
And again, the loosening of COVID restrictions was basically when Versus was the only game in town, have basically had people going back to concerts.
That's true.
So, yeah, I mean, you know, I'm not pining the fact that these guys, their situation may be in trouble. I'm sorry about that. But I think that you're right. I think that the initial planning and just strictly concentrating on just from a business move, you know, it was great for our community, no doubt. And you got to give them credit for that. But on a business move, somebody would have automatically thought about, okay, yeah, you got some real, you know, real genuine people up there, real icons who doing this. Yeah, we gotta start reaching out. You know what I'm saying? No Aerosmith still in the game. Let somebody call up Mick and let's get an Aerosmith Rolling Stones jump off. You know what I mean?
And there you go.
And that's where.
I'm surprised they hadn't done it.
Yeah, right.
That's just unreal to me. As a businessman, especially if I'm thinking about going public with this shit.
Yeah.
The first thing I'm walking in the meeting like, I don't give a fuck what y'all talking about. We can continue to do this music here that we're doing because that's our core audience for right now. But nigga, if they want to leave us because we're trying to expand and make money, is that what we're trying to do? Do we want to just be just in the hood? Do we just want to be here in this little box, my nigga? Or are we trying to go worldwide with this shit? I want to know right now. Let me know. Anybody that doesn't want to go worldwide, you can quit right now. We're trying to make money here. Fuck that shit. So
let's just keep it like 100 right now. The way King Killer said 5 billion, we say it like it ain't shit. 5 billion is an astronomical amount of money. Astronomical. So, for them to not fully see that through, it's kind of disappointing. I mean, you know, I mean, I ain't never, we here ain't never hating on nobody else's pockets getting thick. But that seems like a serious strikeout to me. Like they was at the plate and didn't even swing. Like, for real.
Well, I believe that we don't know what was going on in the back room of the board. We don't know once Triller came in and was like, yo, we trying to get these different acts up in here to really expand that. And, you know, it's a whole thing. Like I said, you know, shout again, Swizz and Timberland, that whole shit. But again, I don't know. All three of us early on said, you know, if you really trying to really blow this thing, you can still do hood acts or black music type acts, but what, you know, country and rock and
in the position that they are,
they have
access.
They have access, but the thing is, their access. Especially if I don't know this to be true. I'm speaking right now. I'm not saying facts. I'm saying the access that Timberland and Swizz seem to have is access to the artists that they bring on, and the type of artists that they bring on, the people that they have in their Rolodex, the people they have in their phone. You know what I'm saying? People that they can actually contact and reach out to and talk to. I don't see them with that type of contact to be able to call up Mick Jagger or call up, you know what I'm saying, somebody like that.
Well, Mick,
reach out.
Mick and any of these guys, first of all, they're gonna overcharge, but that's part of doing business. Listen to what Irv said. 5 billion. So you're gonna have to play speculative things here. Fucking Netflix really hasn't even really made any money. They're still playing speculative with original content into the billions spent to get to the point that, well, by the time we look around and we one of the only ones left around and shit, right? After the mergers take place and channels fall away and people quit the game. That's what Swizz and them had. They were so positioned. So, yeah, I don't give a fuck what. They were complaining about African-American acts, you know, niggas wanting money and shit. Can you imagine Mick and them and Aerosmith? Yeah. Oh, we gonna overcharge y'all niggas. But we going for it because at the end of the day, versus our concert brand is going to outdo you. You expect you think like a businessman versus as a concert brand. You know what I'm saying? Sorry, Hov. But who's that Ticketmaster or Rock Nation?
Live Nation.
Yeah. We can bulldoze them niggas. We gonna kneecap them niggas.
They could have taken it to live at venues.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Right?
They wasn't. I don't know if they were thinking that level and actually going. Mm. Somebody was in the room thinking that, and they wasn't big enough to actually override these niggas and be like, "Yo, this is what we need to be doing." We can just you got to think about the levels we could go to.
Exactly. You know, Versus is way more valuable than Live Nation. And what is our coming out of COVID strategy? I'm just saying this in the motherfucking basement. I ain't even up there in the business thing like that. But that'd have been one of the first things I said. What are you going to do when COVID over? What's our strategy?
How do we make more money?
Exactly.
And their strategy was, let's start charging. Like a concert.
But
see, the thing is,
You leave that online shit free, because again, coming out of COVID means you coming out of COVID. That's when niggas get up, oh, well, shit, I'm going down to the center. You know what I'm saying? Aerosmith versus.
They was too busy with that C-Rock.
They were stuck in what they were stuck in, and they were guilty of being loyal. You know what I'm saying? Loyal to a certain brand and loyal to a certain audience. And that's their guilt. That's where they're guilty at. Yeah, I understand these niggas is going to be like, man, fuck that shit. Fuck Versus. Them niggas charging. Fuck Versus.
Okay, right, they should have known that.
But fuck us then. We charging. But I guarantee you, them niggas that want to see Aerosmith versus fucking whoever Rolling Stones is going to fucking pay $19.99 to see them niggas. They're going to pay that pay-per-view price to see these motherfuckers when we put them on. They're going to pay it and not be mad about it, because it's cheaper than going to a concert.
Mm. I fancy those dudes as pretty smart to be in the positions that they are in life.
Yep. Right.
But apparently they missed a peg or two when it came to that, because King Killer said it fucking best. What is the fucking COVID exit strategy, my G? COVID ain't going to last forever. What we going to do?
And even if COVID does last for you, the people are tired of this shit.
What we going to do?
All right, that's what's up. Yo, shout to those brothers. I mean, I hope they get it together. But, boy, when you get Financial Times news like that, yo, woo. Yeah, it ain't good.
Yeah, it's ugly, B.
No doubt. Next topic on the Hip Hop Digest is this from my DJ folk out here. Just aimlessly wandering the fucking YouTube and shit, I came across a video, and these three particular DJs were talking about opening up for bigger DJs, and their peculiar DJ that they opened up for happened to be Grandmaster Flash. And Grandmaster Flash, you know, they opening up for Flash, but Flash gives you a list of music that you can't play. And it's a pretty substantial list of music that you can't play. And these guys were talking about their feelings in regard to some DJs was like saying, I respect Flash for doing that. You know what I'm saying? It gives me some guidelines. Okay. Other DJs was like, nah, well, shit, nigga, it's about who can really actually rock the cuts. You know what I mean? And they had an issue with Flash. What do we really think about that? As you know, again, you're opening up for Flash. This is a paid gig for you. You know, I mean, you probably ain't getting Flash money, or you ain't getting major DJ money, but they throwing you some money. You know what I mean? How you feel about that, G?
If it's just a gig, I probably wouldn't give a fuck telling me what I can't play, because I'd be like, okay, it's just a job. I mean, if it was my own shit and I'm doing my own thing, my own little party, my own parties on the side, and I'm doing that, and this nigga trying to tell me what I can and can't play on my own set, then I got a problem with that. But on his set, I'm like, fuck it. If you tell me I can't play fucking whatever Flash records that he wanted. Man, fuck it. Okay, cool. I'll take them out my fucking playlist and I go with the next one.
Well, it was a substantial playlist. It wasn't just like you can't play Grandmaster Flash and the Furious Five records. I mean, this was a large chunk of classic breakbeats, a large chunk of 90s hip hop. That it's when you're that opening up play. For right, that he could potentially play, and as the opening DJ, you can't be playing a lot of Biggie records because I'm gonna play those records. Or
you don't think that's nothing new, do you?
No, I'm not saying it was new. I think that I was looking at the DJs because they had a gradiated reaction. Some was like, you know, DJs who do this, I don't care if I'm playing X number of record, how you gonna rock it? You know what I'm saying? Versus how I rock it. So let's just say you're just playing a classic hip hop breakbeat. You know, Last Night Changed It All. So you're playing the Last Night Changed It All, whatever the actual name of that record is, and you doing it your way or whatever. And then Flash gets up there and shit, and then he starts to play Last Night. You know, I'm not saying it's new. Is Grandmaster Flash bugging? That's really the question I'm asking.
I'm saying no. I don't think Grandmaster Flash is bugging at all because
or any other DJ.
I don't give a fuck if it's their set and
they're headlining.
And they're headlining, nigga, they're not bugging because it's like I'm the headline act, and I don't want you playing the same records that I'm going to play because I'm just regurgitating what you did, nigga. You done already played them records, and maybe you might be a little better on the cutting and the scratching with them shits than I am. So I'm going to come out, and they're going to be like, I already heard that. You know what I'm saying? And I might not do it as good as you did it. Now you're making me look bad, and I'm the headlining act. So, yeah, I can get him saying, you know what? Nah, nigga, you can't play this. You can't play that. Can't play. But when whatever records you can play, nigga, fucking shine on them shits.
Shine, exactly. Dig and do some, because you're going to get the list that you can't play.
Right. So what you do,
you find some shit that ain't on
the
there.
The way I would be thinking is this way. Okay, the nigga said I can't play this, I can't play that, I can't play this. You know what? I'm going to shine on my shit. You know what? I'm going to make that nigga add this record to the list because I'm going to fucking make this shit sound so good. And he's going to say, you know what? I'm doing that shit too. This record's just been added to the list. You can't pay impeach the president now. Fuck that. Because that nigga fucking tore it up.
So I believe it. It's an indictment on hip hop a little bit. I think it's an indictment on, yes, because the unimaginative is large of a palette of music is out there. And I can imagine that Flash is going to give you the garden variety down the middle for the most part. He's going to take off most of the classic breaks. He's going to take off the 80s and 90s, but he's going to take off the shit kind of down the middle, you know. But I think it's an indictment on hip-hop because hip-hop niggas, everybody wants to play the same fucking records. I think that's an indictment on us. Because you know who I believe don't do that? Sorry, but house cats don't fucking do that. I don't believe so. I don't believe in opening act. There's so much other music out there that you could play. Motherfuckers be like, oh, I'm opening for Louis Vega. Obviously, I'm not going to play his records. Mm-hmm. Okay, that you can, obviously, there's enough respect on that level anyway. Right. And that's another thing. There's not enough respect in hip hop off the break. Grandmaster Flash got to tell you, nigga, you can't play the message. I mean, you would think you would know that. I think it's a little bit indictment on hip hop. I think it's a little bit indictment on hip hop DJ acts who kind of want to play the same fucking thing all the time. I wouldn't have a problem with it, me personally, because shit. Okay, I see what Flash is doing. I'm digging from this. I'm digging from that. You know what I'm saying? There's plenty of shit I can play.
Well, I don't know if Jazzy Jeff does that, but when I saw. Forgive me for not remembering the Asian kid who is ignorant on the wheels.
Q-Bert?
And DJ Scratch. No, it's not them. And DJ Scratch, as we know, is ignorant on the wheels. And Jeff. When I went to that joint, I didn't hear none of them play the same shit. They all got busy in their own routines. But, you know, I don't know, Killer. There's a certain element where I get what you're saying, but I think that might be for somebody who's not really whose crates ain't that deep to be worried about it.
Okay, and I thought about that too. I was thinking to myself, wow, that's where the indictment came from. I'm thinking that's the problem. See, because you got a lot of, I'm just going to term them rap DJs, but the crate is so limited. You know,
but to me, that's more their knowledge palette. Nigga, the only thing they play is shit that niggas already listened to 100 times a day anyway.
Right.
Nigga, you got fucking 100 gig hard drive. Nigga, fucking put some more shit on there besides just these fucking same 25 songs, my nigga.
Yep, good point. So as I don't, again, it goes back to we don't think that Flash is tripping. Whoever might be complaining about that might need to step their game up.
No doubt, no doubt. Indeed. That's what's up. Shout out to Grandmaster Flash. You know what I'm saying? No doubt.
Grandmaster.
Cuts faster. All right, next topic on the Hip Hop Digest is Hit-Boy is the only black artist, speaking of Hit-Boy, nominated for Producer of the Year Grammy.
Who gives a fuck?
Well, I think we ought to examine that because, you know, if you look at the sound of music, popular music today, and the fact that Hit-Boy was nominated, was the only African-American nominated for Grammys in the landscape of pop music today. And that was with Hit-Boy reaching almost back to a traditional hip-hop sound. I'm just going to say, other than color producers, have they enveloped sort of the trap underpinnings of today's music fully? And now maybe producers of a color may be out the whip? Somebody talk to me about that. No?
Can I help him real quick, Kurt?
Please, yeah,
can I help
him
real quick?
What's that?
See, what I had found out when I was working at them satellites through a very special friend who sings very well. She's amazing. Deborah Bond. You, all three of us, could be on the Grammy committee. We have to just pay our way in. You have to pay your way in. And then when you pay your way in, guess what you're doing? You are bringing your opinion in. So we keep sitting out here talking about not being included in this, that, and the other. At this point, knowing part of the game, you gotta put yourself in there. You have to use your own finances to get in there and be a part of that. And I'm not saying anyone specific. I'm saying all. Anybody who is concerned about that can join and be a part of the committee, so to speak. You know, there's levels, don't get it twisted, there's levels like a motherfucker, but almost anybody can get in there and be a part of it and change the whole fucking game.
So Jermaine Dupri several years ago said that African Americans need to be a part of the academy, but hold up though, but what I'm saying is the sound of today's music. Now I'm gonna butcher names, so I'm sorry.
People listen to this, you already know that.
Yeah, I'm gonna butcher names, but these type of people were up for Producer of the Year. Okay, whoever the producer, a guy by the name of Jack, I won't say his last name, butchered, but he produces for somebody named Lana Del Rey and Taylor Swift. Okay, if you know their music, you know their music. I'm sure there's an element of, let's say, pop trap underpinnings in those productions.
Oh, yeah. Lana Del Rey did a Biggie album.
Okay. See, there you go. All right. Somebody by the name of Rojit. And again, I'm going to butcher his last name. I probably even butchered his first name. But he's the producer of Doja Cat and 21 Savage. And we know that those two people are pop trap underpinnings. Or if not, they are the embodiment of pop trap. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Somebody by the name of Mike, but I'll fuck his last name up.
Not Will Mayer.
No, not him.
He's going straight first name.
Yeah, exactly. But he produces for the Jonas Brothers 21 Pilots. I'm just saying. And then somebody by the name of Ricky Reed. Obviously, that's easy enough. He produces for Lizzo and somebody by the name of K-A-I-L Urix, I think. Either way, I'm naming these names, and all of these people are not African American, and African American trap underpinnings and stylings were created by people maybe like Mike Will and others, whoever is the true G of that. Okay, they're out the whip, and I think that they're out the whip. Could they be out the whip because there's no African Americans on the Academy? Is that true?
Ooh. No, there are some on the Academy, of course.
Okay, so I'm just saying, there's a sound of pop music that have a basically largely with trap underpinnings. Okay. Mm-hmm. And I don't know. Ooh. Somebody's my allergy boy.
Young Metro don't trust you.
Yeah, Metro, what's the other Metro nigga? Metro Boomin? Yeah, yeah. That's
Young Metro.
Okay, I'm just saying. Maybe I'm thinking.
You hear what Future said?
Nah,
young
I didn't.
Young Metro don't trust you.
So I'm just saying, you got to think that Mr. Metro maybe be like, yo, they nominate these nut niggas? You got to think that maybe, I guess, I'm assuming the guy, Mike Will, I guess he's still in the whip. I don't know.
Yo, B, folks are reactive instead of proactive. It's pretty simple. It can change in 1 year. It literally can change in a year, yo.
I believe it.
It could, but see, let me go ahead and smack niggas. So we go back, let's go back to last week's show.
Oh, shit.
Just for a second. We're not going to talk about the people in last week's show, but let me smack.
Open-handedly?
Open-handedly.
Go ahead.
Open-handedly. No, matter of fact, fuck that. With the white glove.
Oh, ooh. Okay. Ooh, all right. Go ahead, B.
Just total disrespect.
Give
right
us some
now,
knowledge then, B.
Knowledge you already know. What's the problem here? I'm going to go back and let y'all know what the problem is with this whole thing. See, when you're making music that anybody can make, this is what happens to you. When you make the type of music that just sounds the same, and a little fucking 5-year-old could say, this is how you make a standard trap beat. This is what happens to you.
Oh, no, matter of fact, I think it was more of a 15-year-old who was like, I'm gonna show you how to make every trap beat that was ever made.
I'm not going to do the little white kid voice. Y'all got it.
But this is what happens to you. This is why you're not included, because they don't need you. Smack.
Smack.
And smack.
End scene, my nigga. End scene.
Okay, got him.
Well, Kurt G done tightened up niggas' trousers and shit. You know what I mean? I wasn't even thinking about it on that level, son. But maybe, you know.
Great point.
Yeah, that's a great point that trap pop underpinnings are so generic, like canned potatoes. So fucking regular off the shelf that anybody can do it. You know, because, whew, you know, God, I again, Young Bulls, I'd like to get Young Bull up here to defend that. Like, you know, nigga, you don't know nothing about trap. And what Young Thug and Future doing ain't what these pop acts is doing. And I'm not saying they doing the same thing, but their musical bed underpinnings, the foundation of that is the same. Because all of y'all niggas using the same fucking 4 or 5 tools. You know what I'm saying? You know, half y'all niggas on fucking Fruity Loops and the other half of niggas, maybe the Pro Tools, and all of y'all motherfuckers is using loops.
Casio. Double punch, nigga.
Yeah, niggas ain't fucking playing the piano, my nigga. Them keys is being played for them.
You're right.
They ain't actually sitting out here. And half of them niggas don't know how to play an instrument.
That's very sad, yo. To even hear that and hear you say that is crazy.
So,
but they're well paid, though.
Yes, they are.
So, Igri, actually, can you remember that for the Young Bulls who are listening when the Casio keyboards came out?
Oh, my God.
When we
everybody
were kids.
Was walking around the high with them little keyboards.
And everybody up that bitch exactly was... had the bubble bunch notes on them keyboards, you know what I'm saying? So
it was rocking it.
shout to the Casio joint, shout to the joint that came out a couple years later, the Synsonic drums joints or whatever. So shout to those folks. No doubt we got a local rest in peace. This is DMV local and whatnot. We want to say a rest in peace this week to Bruce Johnson, the Channel 9 producer who passed away. Yeah, you know what I mean?
I remember Bruce.
You know, who unfortunately passed away. You know, especially in the DMV, I'm sure every city got that. You know, but in the DMV, you had the deans of the game. You know, and Bruce was right there with them. You know what I'm saying? Bruce Johnson, you know, and And who's your boy Channel 4? Jim Vance. Yeah, I mean, we have some real deans in the game, you know what I mean? Yeah. So, you know, we just want to say to, you know, former anchor Bruce Johnson, who passed away, Joe, rest in peace, King. I mean, he actually, you know, they were saying that he had, like, the two stories that he really did was huge in his career was the, Channel 9 was really, like, the first to be on the Rafael Emmons joint. You know what I'm saying? And Bruce was out there. And to the Marion Barry break, you know, stories. Bruce was on point on both them stories. So, you know.
Well, speaking of the DMV, I hope they don't prop him up in the club.
That shit, I seen that shit. I was like, come on.
So, it's funny.
We got to do better.
Yeah. So, you know, that's it's a terrible segue, but since you mentioned it or whatever, I don't know who posted on the Easy chain. I think
that
it was Easy.
Me.
Before Easy?
I couldn't believe it.
Either way, but the point is that there was a local rap guy who passed away, unfortunately, and they basically put his dead body in the club.
Geared up.
Yeah, with the whole uniform on, right? As a crowded club was in there. Now, maybe I'm wrong. I thought it was a celebration, almost like a culture of death celebration, which we often do in the music anyway. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, but here's actual, not like in a church, not even really, you know, praying for the Lord to, you know, capture his soul. But this cat is up in the club and all those kids up in the club sort of celebrating that dead body. It seemed really unseemly, and I'm thinking, are we at the next level of our degradation of our psychology? Because well, we already...
Before you go a little further there, let it be known that as I read, his mom's wanted that.
Okay,
his mom.
Okay.
Club apparently, allegedly, didn't know that was going to happen.
Oh, okay. Got you.
They thought that it was going to be New Orleans style celebration.
Oh, okay. Right.
The club. Yeah. Club Bliss, I'm saying it. Right. I don't care. But, damn. Yeah, they weren't aware that was going to happen. And you know, we live in a world where that's not even the strangest shit, for real. You know what I'm saying? But for that to take place in this damn time, it's a little... it just blew me. Like, damn, we really doing this?
So now I'm gonna ask you a question. Since I didn't read it or anything, because I just saw it and I was just like, "What the fuck?" You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So now answer this question for me: was he supposed to be? He was a local rapper. Was he supposed to be performing at that club or something?
No. That was set up after his demise because he got shot in a parking lot somewhere in PG County.
Okay, right? I thought he was supposed to be performing and they just brought his body there.
No, it was set up as a celebration.
Oh, wow.
Not a concert, so to speak.
So that's how you celebrate?
I mean, you know, they could have went the old New Orleans fashion and had the casket and danced it out. You know what I'm saying? But no, they had him on the stage. And I put that video on the text chain because... it's just hard to believe. Now, it's not a precedent. Well, maybe for like a mini concert type thing. But, you know, there was a few years back, a Pittsburgh Steelers fan, a brother, passed away. And his family had him all dressed up in an ottoman like he watching a game. So, you know, it's, I don't know. I'm not with that wave. Just don't do me none of that. Just put me wherever you're going to put me and let me go. Don't do none of that. I don't need to be standing at no turntables with no headphones on, none of that.
Yo, yeah, so you're right. People certainly process grief in a different ways.
Yes.
You know, wow.
And that was his mom's. His mom's probably our age.
Yeah,
I'm guessing that his mom is probably our age.
Probably.
Wow.
Yeah, crazy,
yo. I was like, wow, what is this shit? I couldn't believe it. But somebody, who was that? What's that Chris Lehman that said this Weekend at Bernie's type shit?
Yeah.
I brought a couple to me. I laughed after that.
Oh, man.
Because it was like, damn, Weekend at Bernie's, really?
Yeah, took it there.
All right, so as we get ready to get out,
got to mention that the fishbowl was Lou Adams, right? Lou, but he could he couldn't make it this week, so he'll be with us next week.
Yes. Okay. So we won't be pulling a name.
Awesome.
Nah, not today.
Awesome. He said awesome. Happy. You see him back there?
Doing... Turn into a damn cook. Cockle doodle doo.
No, he was doing your boy. He was like, yes. Going around the bases.
Oh, your boy Kirk Gibson.
Kirk Gibson.
Oh, waving my his God. Arm running around the bases.
Running around the bases and shit. Hit that home run.
Oh, man.
So, last topic on the Hip Hop Digest is also a little, you know, Grammy related. Congratulations to Tyler, the Creator, who won Album of the Year. Okay. Of course, they gave him a parting trophy as well, but that's just an announcement.
What does it say that I used to literally do reports on these damn music shows? Now, King Killer sitting up here talking about congrats. I don't know who won what and don't even care, yo.
His 2021 album, Call Me If You Get Lost. You know, and I gotta say, again... You know, Tyler is a peculiar guy, but I'm of the opinion that he makes pretty good fucking music. I'm of that opinion. Now, you know what I'm saying? He's pretty peculiar. He can be prickly just like any other motherfucking celebrity, whatever.
Like the kids that you said was peculiar last week.
when he hanging with one of them kids?
Oh, yes. Yes.
But we don't care about that. But
yes, Brooklyn kids.
But all that being said, I think the gentleman makes pretty good music. Now, the White Academy, you know, recognizes that. And I'm going to say the White Academy because Jermaine Dupri and E. Swervin seem to think of that we're not enough representative.
We're not. Okay. Period. All we're right. not.
Okay.
It's not diversified enough with people in positions.
But what does that say about the trap set as far as getting Album of the Year? If a guy like Nas could get album Grammy, and then he gets an album Grammy this year.
Well, this is Tyler's second year in a row. He won it in 2020 for Igor.
There you go. But you're just telling me he's doing different type of music. You listen to his albums, it ain't trapped out.
No, it's not. Mm-mm. It's far from trapped out. I'm going to tell you that right now. Actually, to be honest with you, I'm thinking to myself, damn, I wonder why commercial rap, meaning trap, really could do with it better and a huge dose of what Tyler, the Creator, doing, to be honest with you.
You caught me out there, B, for a second.
I did?
You said commercial rap. I mean crap. Because it's C-rap. Commercial rap is crap.
So I'm just saying they could use a dose of what Tyler's doing anyway, but you know.
Maybe they can't.
I guess.
Or if they can, they need to show it.
No, I don't think they can. That's not in their wheelhouse, B. That's not what they do.
I think they could do it.
I don't think they can be.
So let me ask you a question.
Wait, Kurt. Who has done it? No. Who has, as a trap rapper? I'm just asking. I'm not challenging you.
Okay,
I'm just asking.
Let me ask. Who? Okay, this is my. This is a fucked up example because I know I'm gonna be fucked up in the game. Is ASAP Rocky? Is he a trap rapper? Because his performance on Nas's Magic, that Wave Gods. Yo, he's fucking doing it.
But see,
I'm just asking. He's not from Atlanta.
He's
not a
trapper.
Okay.
I think he to me he's a chameleon.
Ah,
he's
okay.
More of a chameleon because, like you said, he's doing it on that Wave Gods joint and actually showing that he has some bars and ability to rhyme.
Traditional style, too.
Right.
I ain't even talking about how
he's hiding. He's disguising himself to do that shit.
But the reason why I bring him up is because you got a lot of guys who do trap, right? Who do that trap shit. On traditional hip hop, they struggle. And you could hear them struggle. ASAP Rocky sound like he got that bounce. You know, like he's in the pocket. No struggle. That's why I only bring him up as a man. You're right. He's a chameleon, but he's not struggling on Wave Gods.
Okay, but most of them niggas, okay, even if you want to call him a trap rapper, I'm going to say 99.9% of them niggas can't do it because their mindset and where they're at, they're locked in one lane. The lane that they're locked in is that trap lane. and they don't want it. They don't want to get out of it because that's what's making them money, and that's where they're at. So why fuck with anything else that's not making me money? So their mindset says I'm not going there. So I say they can't do it because they don't even have the desire to do the shit.
Little Dirk can't do it. I bet you. Put $1 million on it.
Oh, ooh, there
million
we go.
$1 million on it? But I'm still saying they still can't. And you're right. Lil Durk can't do it because he ain't thinking about no shit like that because that ain't where his money's at.
No doubt. But again, you know, back to the original topic, which spurned this on, is that I believe that commercial rap, as their underpinnings are now being siphoned off for the Taylor Swifts of the world, would do better to kind of look at what Tyler the Creator's doing and, you know, just step your game up. Mm. So that's just my personal opinion. I think we're ready for Kurt G's World Famous.
All right. Where am I at? Here I go. Do. Well, all right, son.
Get the money.
This advantage of him sitting behind you, seeing the screen and shit.
It's all right though. I'm gonna make his day right now.
Oh, okay. What's up? Okay.
This week we got Elzai in Georgia and Muldrow.
Yeah.
Zygeist.
Yeah.
Elzai and Georgia Ann Muldrow.
Now I'm off that Kirk Gibson.
Yeah. But Georgia Ann's nice on it. She's been nice, though.
No doubt.
Been nice with the production.
Yeah.
And then we got Cookin' Soul and Lord Apex off the strength.
Oh wow.
Cookin' Soul and Lord Apex off the strength.
Wow. All right. That's what's good. If anybody got anything left over.
Oh, yeah. Matter of fact, so we had chummed up. Buddied up.
put our minds together.
Yeah, we was putting a smack down talking about helping some of these t-shirts get on your backs, folks. And we have decided that we gonna give for a limited time. We didn't discuss the time, but we're gonna give a limited time where you can get your Hip Hop Digest t-shirt. Not for $45, not for $40, not for $25, but for a limited time. You can get you an authentic Hip Hop Digest t-shirt for $15, shipping, everything, tax included. 15 straight. We're not trying to do all that. Okay, it's 15. Then we're going to hit you for $3.99 shipping. Then we're going to hit you for whatever your state tax is. Nah, yo. 15 beans. You rocking it. White one, black one, crew neck, or V-neck. Whatever you want. We got it.
All right, you heard it.
There it is.
$15.
15 beans.
For a limited time.
All right, that's what's up. So, okay, hopefully, you know what I'm saying, we get a show, you know what I'm saying, we do it when we do it, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to Lou Adams, you know what I'm saying?
Doubt. Shit, they got 3 shows in 1 week, 2 shows and an interview in 1 week. How about that?
Yeah, they did. We finally caught up and shit.
All right. Yeah. So hopefully we get the guest in here next week. I want to give a shout out to our boy Tim Hicks, who won that local awards for Album of the Year. At least somebody.
And rapper, MC Rapper of the Year.
At least somebody locally put their thinking cap on, finally.
And shout out to Artemis, because he was also nominated in the category.
Oh, my long lost dude, Artemis. Yeah. Hey, where you at, son? You know what I mean? No doubt. So, all right, yo, next week. That's how we do.
All right.
Perfect, it may look it, cause I cook it in a special way since back in the day. pay, look away now. Question mark asylum, bowed them. Knowledge born, never hide it. A message you can ride with. I just decided, I'm so excited. Often delighted how things coincided. My will, I applied it. My deal kinda fly, kid. Hurry up and buy it. I will never die, pit. We all out of patience. War with race relations. One nation under God. Summon up the squad. Revolution, walk one. False flag and dragon bodies. Loading up the shot. We all out of patience. War with race relations. One nation under God. Summon up the squad. Revolution, walk one. False flag and dragon bodies. Loading up the shot. In the moment, gotta own it. I'm a super microphone. It communicate components. Illuminate notice. Puppets in the POTUS. I'm tapped in and lotus. So what's the focus? I'm on my hocus pocus. Ruin up another cup. Reality's your hostess. Queuing up the dosage. Fueling up the mostest. Instant gratter posted. Feelings matter boasted. Roasted, roller coasted. Swipe it, left and ghosted. Make a toast to my higher self. Happiness, health and wealth. Founded on knowledge, self. Mastery, task complete. Never asked to be the baddest beat. All flattery. Just ask for me. Yeah, rhyming is my currency. Timing the deliveries. Diamond synchronicities. Grinding is the enemy, dressed in white supremacy, resisting rest community, building will immunity, create some opportunity, visions pop up lucidly, practice purpose fruitfully, worthy at gratuity. That's tax, that's facts. Revolution, walk one. False flag and dragon bodies, loading up the shot. We all out of patience, war with race relations, one nation under God, summon up the squad. Revolution, walk one. False flag and dragon bodies. Loading up the shot.
Reality made her. Our fantasies I could think of. We all wanna be greater. Before me and our maker. My mistakes and my misses. Water under the bridges. All my own wants and wishes. Now seem unrealistic. And I'm feeling the distance. This is no wish for reminiscing. All you hearing is the skirt from the way my tire's spinning. This is full speed ahead. And I'm keeping it moving. On to my next reality. It has to be the conclusion. Ain't no need for confusion. Hell, I feel like Confucius. I just like to vibe out and puff a cloud to the music, yeah, straight moving with the smooth execution. When you focused on winning, no time for thinking about losing. Why should you show and prove for the hidden improving? All that friction became fiction, now this is the movement. I just wanna ride old schools and Bentleys and cruising. This a new reality along with my evolution, love.
We need reparations, we all out of patience. One nation under God, summon up the squad. Revolution, walk one. False flag and dragon bodies, loading up the shot. We need reparations, we all out of patience. One nation under God, summon up the squad. Revolution, walk one. False flag and dragon bodies, loading up the shots.
Won't quit, will I? The question is, would you? If you could do the shit I do. My view, slow cook while they serve drive-thru. Air Max Nike shoe. Checks on my feet. Checks on my mind over beats. I can make the relevant look obsolete. I rhyme elite. I talk to them. Line them up. Walk through them while the pigs chalk through them. I'm no joke, fam. I slap daps with a cold hand. I'm cool, but I'm no fan. So plan to keep the shit short when we kick it. Unless we politicking on my ticket. I don't need new friends. I'm only concerned with bringing loot in. I'm trying to hit events. You rock a suit in. I use your denial as motivation. Denial of those I influenced. Yeah, it's for my people on the block. On working the block. Around the clock nonstop. Nonstop. Come. Yeah, it's for my people getting quiet. Down to take a charge, no fly. No fly. Come. It's for my people on the block. On getting legit money in the spot. In the spot. Come. It's for the real hard knocks. Running the shit, don't call cops. Don't come. It's for my people on the block, working around the clock nonstop. It's for my people getting quiet, down to take a charge. Yo, we don't duck smoke ever. Never fold when the temperature rises. We smell blood and amplify it. I hate losing more than I love winning. Solo or with my sidekicks, thinking I'ma wave my feet. C'est la vie, I can't see it ever happening. It ain't my steez, so I move how I wanna move. with nothing to prove, and I don't tolerate hate by me. From the third lineage, you're getting it. I'm cut from the cloth of men that never need a plus one. I carry my own weight, so straight. So let me in this bitch to playing Ghostface. Damn, man. Let's go, nigga. Some motherfuckers playing that shit, man. That new Wu shit. They playing Ghostface. Yeah, it's for my people on the block. Working around the clock, nonstop, nonstop. Go. Yeah, it's for my people getting quiet. Down to take a charge, no flop, no flop. Go. It's for my people on the block. Getting legit money in the spot, in the spot. Go. It's for the real hard knocks. Running the shit, don't call cops. It's for my people on the block. Working around the clock, nonstop. It's for my people getting guap. You down to take a charge, no flop.
Yeah. Nick Wiz. Out of the mail, through towns hard in the bear. Long hair covers my stare, they all stare. They see that armor's golden, plus the sword that I'm holding, holding. I ride on the mail, through towns hard in the bear. Long hair covers my stare, they all stare.
Yeah. What up?
They see that armor's golden, plus yeah. the sword that I'm holding.
Yo.
Holding.
Yeah. Horses hung, perched on the back of one. Approaching the guild, they all stand still. One put his hand on his weapon. I dismount and behead him in milliseconds. The way I left him, it got the town shook. He was king, how his crown look. Ugh, I pick it up with the tip of my sword. Step on his face, crushing his jaw. Open the doors, yeah. You hear bards singing. I grab ale and I start drinking. The locals whispered, there he is. Are you sure? Yeah, I thought he was a myth.
I fly in the air, through town, dawn in the bear. Long hair covers my stare, they all stare. They see the sword that I'm holding, plus the dragon is golden, golden. I fly in the air, through town, dawn in the bear. Long hair covers my stare, they all stare. They see the sword that I'm holding, plus the dragon is golden, golden.
Yeah. Dragonborn, a dragon lands on my lawn. I mount him and take off in the wind. I'm buckled in by a strap on his chin. And in the back of his limbs is where my feet go. Here we go. Ridiculous speeds, leaves, we weave through trees. Land and search for the sword of tongues. And when it swung, you could hear the blade hum. Made from various metals enchanted by a blacksmith, she hypnotizes with romantic eyes. So when you see, I better stare at the floor. Off on the long wood of the shore.
I ride on the mail, through town, dawn in the bear. Long hair covers my stare, they all stare. They see that armor's golden, plus the sword that I'm holding, holding. I ride on the mail, through town, dawn in the bear. Long hair covers my stare, they all stare. They see that armor's golden, plus the sword that I'm holding, holding.
Yeah. The front of the lair's protected by a stone golem, and large chains look sewn to the columns. And in the tomb is the sword that I'm looking for. It's war, I let out a loud roar. And charged the giant as he gets in his war stance. He tossed the lance, I dodged it, and hit the sand. From left to right I advance, get closer. A vault somersault land on his shoulder. Yeah, start to swing at his vertebrae. He drops to his knees, I chop in it deep. The sound of pain he releases. The last blow caused him to fall into pieces.
I ride on the mail, through town, dawn in the bear. Long hair covers my stare, they all stare. They see that armor's golden, plus the sword that I'm holding, holding. I ride on the mail, through town, dawn in the bear. Long hair covers my stare, they all stare. They see that armor's golden, plus the sword that I'm holding, holding.
I am here because I have come home as a black man. Disagree, if you will, with my politics, but I will not allow anyone to take away the fact that I am black.
Watson at home. Study. Betrayal is inevitable. Some was born to be Judas. Others was born to be shooters. Some of us simply wasn't born to do this. However, I do this shit effortless. And I don't need to write, I only write to practice penmanship. I say all that to say this. If you my nigga, you my nigga for life. If you my brother, it don't matter if we argue and fight. We A alike, B alike, C alike. Like angry young boys trying to climb the tree of life. Walking through the fire just to come out right. Writing out my rhymes, hope they come out tight up in the studio. Don't be an ignorant rap nigga whose change is big but brains is little. Let me embellish on a riddle. Pushing them cars, believe your mom's in the ghetto. Glorified drug raps, gripping the metal. Pedal to the flooring, whipping the foreign. Rhyme after rhyme, the same shit getting boring. Right around this time, real niggas kick your door in. Catch you snoring, laying up with a whoring. Thinking to yourself, you should have been out touring. Damn. What the fuck, man? Gotta get my shit together, man. Fuck, man. Gotta get right. I gotta get back.
Cause I rocks the best.
And Raheem, all the ladies dream.
Cowboy, I make you jump for joy.
And Creole,
solid gold.
The kid Creole,
that's playing the role.
I can't do it, I can't do it. I can't do it without that, just go through it. Young ladies, rock on. Young ladies, who don't know my name? And you fellas, who don't know my game? Yes, I'm called the Prince of Soul. But others call me the kid Creole. But MC Delight, young ladies bite. And when I'm on the mic, I rock the house right. I'm the dedicated prince, heart of solid gold. I'm rocking to the rhythm while I'm playing on the road. I'm a cool, calm customer, the master plan. If you chop my hand, you couldn't understand the things I do and what I say. Affect a lot of people in the strangest way. Make them clap their hands and say, all right, if we owe till the broad daylight. He's a part of the crew to make your boogaloo. Mr. Ned, what you gonna do?
It's out, it's on, it's in the street. And that Mr. Ned rocks the funky beat. Mr. Ness rocks the funky beat. So everybody, what you got for me? A young lady, and if you're thinking you heard, you heard the best rap, you heard the best word. Yes, it's true, we gotta give a fuck, because it can't be the best unless it came from us. There's five of us, and we'll take no stuff. We coming through the city, we coming too rough. We number one, ain't nothing you can do. And if you wanna get down, we'll rock you too. So speak for me, y'all, you don't stop. Come on, come on, come on, and let me see you rock. A cowboy, they say you're from the Bronx, so won't you rock the beat and add a little.
Cause I'm the omigo of the rodeo. You say I'm riding the rain till it's time to go. I'm the buckaroo of the boogaloo. All the buffaloes roam when I pass through. They call me C-O-W-B-O-Y. The man is bad and that you can't deny. You say you better watch a woman cause I take your wife. Cause I'm cowboy and I'll give her a drop. You say 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Rap like hell and make it sound like heaven.
To the beat, beat, beat. sound so sweet. Just get out the seat. It's not supposed to be hip hop. Have a ball. Rock, rock them all. Cause the beat, beat, beat to beat, y'all. I say get the pocket chair, get ready to clap. Because belly fell. Start into rapping. Ever since I locked at my very first party, I felt I could make myself somebody. It was something in my heart from the very start. I could see myself at the top of the chart. Rapping on the mic, making cold, cold cats with a jock spinning from it called DJ Flash. Signing autographs for the young and old. Wearing big time silver and solid gold. My name on the radio and in the magazine. My picture on a TV screen. It ain't like that yet, but you can see. I got potential when you will agree. I'm coming up and I gotta step above the rest. Cause I'm using that ladder they call success. You say one, two, one more and three. Raheem rocks so viciously.
I'm the beast from the east, the best from the west. The four from the north, the mouth from the south. I'm the men's threat, the women's pet. There ain't a thing in the world that I can't get. You said the name Raheem, what does that mean? I'm talking about the one that owns the lady's dream. My name brings peace and tranquility, so all the fly ladies' hearts can run free. I'm a grown man, baby, not a boy. You're looking at the man that got the real McCoy. My head's above the water like it's supposed to be, cause I sure got a lot of stuff with me. Not Romeo or like Don Juan, not the man from Flint or Huck. James Bond, classified as a lover with a certain pizzazz. And you might even call it rather pizzazz. Got it like that, and that you can bet. I'm on my way to stardom, but I'm not there yet. I am so fly for the ladies to see. And to the fellas, I'm a threat to society. There's nothing y'all can say, nothing y'all can do, and you won't come off until the five and through.
Now, if you like the way that we get down,
check out how we pass it around.
Just dip, dip, die.
So socialize.
Clean out your ears.
And then you open your eyes.
And then you pay at the door as a donation.
To hear the best sounds in creation.
He's a disco dream
of a mean machine.
And when he cuts the side,
you'll see what we mean.
His name is not found in the Hall of Fame.
But he'll shock and amaze and make you feel ashamed.
He's alive from a lemon.
From a lemon to a lime.
He cuts the beat
in half the time.
And then show us three. Time two is six.
You say Flash is the king of the quick mix.
We're five MC.
And we want to be known
as the Mr. Five Magician
of the microphone.
But we throw down hard and we aim to please.
With finesse to impress all the young ladies.
We got rhymes galore.
And that's a fact.
And the satisfaction guaranteed.
To cause a heart attack.
We are the best as you can see.
So eliminate the possibility
that to be an EMC.
EE is not a threat to society.
The boss talker, the flippy walker, the woman teaser, the crowd leader. The innovator, not the duplicator, but the rock creator, no one is greater. I'm the mic man with the platinum voice. I rock any mic if you give me a choice. I got flair, listen, I'm confident. I got rhymes for sale. Now these originals, you're on the floor or in the scene. Rock to the beat, I will repeat. That when you listen to me speak, you must be told. I'm the dedicated prince called the Geek Trio. The Creole, playing the role.
And let me see a rock, Scorpios, a rock to house. And those Scorpios, a rock shot to house, you see? Cause I'm a Scorpio, and I will not blow. Cause I need 10 fly girls before I go. So when the night is done, you come and get some. And then you meet listeners, and you have some fun. You walk out real soon, then you head for my place. And when you get in my room, you touch my bass. And then I start to chase, and then I grab you by the waist. And then I lay a rap back, I'm on steady pace. A cowboy, my mellow. They say you're from the Bronx, so you rock the spawn.
I'm like a 357 pointed towards your head. Cause keep cowboy just about ready for the band. So pull back your covers and take off your pants. Cause cowboy make you pack your band. Side to side, then you pack your foot. You get up out the seat, then you shake your butt. You say one, two, three, and four. Melly Mel, come on, now what you waiting for?
Up the shore to the band, to the promised land. They call me Belly Bell because I'm the boss talk spiffy walker. The day of New Yorker with big time clientele. You see, I'm the cool out prince. Been rocking ever since I got down with DJ Flash. Playing debonair to sap our fair. Yeah, I got a lot of class cause I'm the most talked about freelance MC to ever walk in the Bronx. And when I get to the top, gonna rock the spot and make all them look like chumps. I'll be hip hop and cheap rock and make it more cocaine than the MC could ever make. I'm gonna burn so bad they'll think they have been burnt with shake and bake. So let me tell you, say one, two, one, more and three. Raheem, my man, rock viciously.
Said my name is Raheem, as you all well know. The hypnotizer voice, the dance of this show. I'm captivated, saturated, the non-sophisticated. The bell ringing, the morning singing, earthquaking, the disco shaking, heartbreaking, the money making, the humdinger, the baby ringer, the man with the trouble middle finger. Never to miss the sound
that goes like this.
Creole,
bang,
rock your house,
pow.
my Mercedes.
Young lady,
mama said it break down and dump my grill. When I
drive up in my new Seville,
and my Seville break down and take it all back. When I
dump my grill in a new Cadillac,
my Cadillac break down and just too much. And when I
shop your mind in a new stuff,
and my stuff break down to make another clutch. And when I
dump my grill in a new Rolls Royce,
and my Royce break down, I'll be out in the rain. Then forget it,
forget it,
forget it,
get it,
forget it.
Then take the train,
you hot to handle, I'm playing the role. I go by the name of the Kid Creole.
I'm Mr. Ness, and I rock the best, because I rock it to the beat with the most finesse, huh?
Smell it, man.